Tales from the Rails, Stop 4, The Miner.
I worked in Kelly Mine, along with some other boys from the village. Us was after a mineral called micaceous hematite. Us calls it shiny ore, because it twinkles and it shines in beautiful colours. It'll stay on your skin and your clothes for ages, no matter how much you wash. It looks like you've been sprinkled with pixie dust. Most of the shiny ore mines in the Ray Valley, they're owned by farmers, and they earned extra benefit off their land by leasing the site and getting paid royalties based on the output. Around sixpence a ton, I believe. Farmer often lends us his horse and cart to move the refined ore to Lusley Railway Station. He don't make a charge for that, but he knows us will help him directly, usually with the harvest in the autumn. Us do get paid, mind you. Not in coin, but in cider. Years ago, the only value this ore had was to dry ink on documents. Then somebody discovered it could make black lead for cleaning fire grates. But the real money was made when 'twas added to paint, making it rust-proof. It was in great demand by the Navy for painting ships. I reckon that's where the term battleship grey comes from. I've been told the paint made from this ore has been used to paint monuments all over the world. Eiffel Tower, Sydney Harbour Bridge, oh, and the Brunel Bridge over the Tamar. I'm very proud to say that I played a part in linking Lusley to the rest of the world.